Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! By BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Tiki Tech charges.
For what?
Tiki Tech charges, and I do care. Tiki Tech fucking charges is what's really grinding my gears today, Jabes. Just on all fronts. Every single front across the board. I've bitched about it with airlines before, how they charge you for every last single thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Would you not like a middle seat?
Great.
$68. Would you like to sit by the front of the plane? $48. Mm-hmm. Would you like to sit in an exit row? $88. They're doing this with everything across the board. Apps now is the big thing. Mm-hmm. ESPN just switched to it. Oh, would you like ESPN Plus? It's only an extra $5. So I get the statement, because we recently moved. Get the statement from the old credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I always go through it. I'm not one of those people who just kind of,
throw it away.
Yeah, because you never know what you're getting charged for. And you're like, man, there's always something fucking weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just like, this doesn't make sense. Now there's like 80 of these little tiny ticky-tack charges that start your month, where you're like, oh man, that's right. Like I was looking at it, DocuSign. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of legal documents and legal work and lawsuits and all that other shit. Boom, you know, $15 a month.
Right.
Dropbox, $9.99 a month.
Right.
Netflix, HBO. So, you know, like you start going down these charges and you're like, fuck me, SoundCloud,
right.
Apple Music. I mean, literally, you're looking at all these tiny little fucking knick-knack charges. I had to buy some stock footage today, and they wanted me to buy, like, I called in and I said, hey, I need this stock footage, stock photo for this shot. And they were like, great. You know, all you have to do is just check out now. Just check out now. You're totally fine. And I was like, cool, but I'm checking out now. And it says that I have to buy either a monthly package and then cancel that monthly package, or buy in multiples of photos. And I was like, I only need one photo. Well, we don't have that option, sir. Oh, well, how fucking convenient is that? Because who's going on to a stock footage site to buy more than one stock photo? Newsflash, not a lot of people.
Right.
Like,
maybe
not a lot of people in this world.
Production of like some weird Tosh type TV show or something.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I've used a lot of stock photos and stock footage for a ton of my movies. And I it's based on what specific need I need for that film or production or whatever it is. Typically, it's not all in one site. It's spread out across a million sites because you're always looking for weird shit, whatever. So yeah, I had to buy two credits. Just two credits for this one photo that I needed. And I was like, great, well, what am I going to do with this? And they were like, well, sir, you have 364 more days to spend the other credit. And I was like, awesome. If I remember that this is Shutterstock.
You never will.
That will be, no, fuck no. I'll never remember.
And they know that.
Yeah, of course they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing with Dish today, again, with the move.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
Oh, sir. Please don't leave Dish. And I've talked about how much I love Dish in the past. I do. It's true. Their television service and cable is probably the best I've ever had. However, their fucking people that run that goddamn customer service are like used car salesmen where they're like, sir. So anyways, when we were leaving to go to the next house, there was DirecTV set up at that house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck it. Maybe we'll just cancel it and then just leave their Dish and just get DirecTV.
Right.
Like, whatever, right? And they were like, sir, please don't leave. We'll give you the same package for half price or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What happens this morning, you go and turn on the TV, all of the local channels are missing.
We barely have anything. We have like random awesome channels, but then like nothing else.
Well,
it's really weird.
So I called today.
Okay.
And I bitched, obviously. And I was like, hey, man, I'm supposed to have the same exact package. The problem is I'm missing all of the local channels. Oh, did you want those, sir?
Nah.
Need it. ABC, NBC.
My wife
CBS.
Clearly doesn't care about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
She's the one.
Fuck me. So I was like, I'm gonna need those back, Ponch.
Sure.
Oh. Oh, well, sir. Those are an extra $12. No, that's not what you said they were. You said I was getting the exact same package for this exact same price or whatever. Well, I don't know who told you that. And I go, actually you do. You can type up who took my order right now.
Right.
It is right in front of your face. I want you to tell me his fucking name right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me his name, Brian, or whatever the fuck his name was. And I was like, so you do know who was on the phone with me? Yes, sir, but we have no way to determine what he actually sent to you. And I go, well, I do. I mean, all of our calls
are
recorded for quality assurance. Right now, I want to be assured of what the quality was of my phone call with Brian.
So right.
Can you pull up that recording? Mm-hmm. And it was stone cold silence for like 15 seconds. Just stone cold silence.
Right.
15 full seconds of just... No, I don't have the capability to do that, sir. And I was like, why not? Why are you lying and saying you're recording shit when you're not actually recording shit? What does it fucking matter then? And she was like, well, I can make a note on it on the account. And I was like, great. So with that, I want you to go ahead and knock that $12 off that you lied to me about per month.
Right.
And then when you have a nice conversation with Brian, and, you know, you guys can come to the understanding of what happened on this phone call during that day, then you can call me back and charge me for the $12 a month. And perhaps I was incorrect on remembering what my conversation was with Brian.
Right.
Again, stone silence, nothing. Okay, well, we will do that, sir. Great. In the meantime, I'm going to wait until you put the local channels back on, because I know that's just one quick button
sure.
that you're flipping right there. So go ahead and press that button, and I'll wait to make sure that it works. Sure as shit. 2 minutes later, boom, we have all our local channels.
Okay.
And they're all back on, including the weird Chinese ones that are, you know, people playing fucking Mahjong
at the goddamn park. Good.
And that was settled. And you know what phone call I can't wait for, Jabes?
What?
Oh, it's her conversation with Brian.
Right.
Because you know I'm never getting that phone call ever again. Ticky-tack bull. You're trying to stick me for $12 extra a month for local fuck you, dude.
In that vein, the new thing that I'm hating is our internet company calling me every day and trying to sell me more stuff. Like I'm with your company already,
right?
Like, and now you're harassing me over, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yep. Like, it's like you're another company trying to get me to switch to you.
That's what it sounds like.
And yeah. I go, I already have you. Do you know what I mean? Yes, but.
Would you like a bundle
and
package?
I'm just like, we must have already talked about this, right?
We can give you cable, internet, all kinds of deals.
But it's every day. And I'm just like, dude, like you're harassing your own customers.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
but obviously
crazy.
We can go on and on about our love.
Yeah, yeah.
For customer service
in this country
currently.
Yeah. Everybody who knows me personally like knows that I hate customer service worse than anything on this planet.
Yeah, and customer service hates you too. Like, they just don't ever. I don't know if I've ever heard you on a customer service call where like they got everything right. Did everything mm-hmm. they said they were going to do, like didn't make any like weird mistakes. Like
when they do, I am extremely polite.
No, I know. I'm just saying like it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're always
rarely.
Like, well, what is this? Why do you know, like even the, you know, the internet, it was like, we got the guy out there. You were like super cool with him. He was like, oh yeah, man. Like this other guy didn't
trying to bro
do
up.
It right. Trying to bro
What's
up.
What's the name of that company?
Spectrum,
yeah, because that's
previously
all, that's,
Time Warner, yeah, but exactly. Yeah, so
but that's all that's left here, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that or AT&T, and like you know, we're not going fucking American Tony route.
Boy.
So yeah, talk about like weird ticky tack shit. That would be AT&T, but you bro out, blah blah blah. It seems like everything's great, right? Maybe this is the one time that someone like came in, put the booties on their foot. Before they stepped on my hardwood floor, like took pride in like, do you know what I mean though? There's like little things
I pay
attention to that you're like, oh, you take pride in like your work and other people's stuff. You're respectful, whatever. And I'm like, wow, could that have been like a whole situation like that with internet or TV that actually went smoothly and worked and great?
Not a prayer.
No.
But my biggest problem with it is the way that they treat women, especially when they're by themselves.
So that really pissed me off. But I, yeah.
Because whenever any form of internet, cable, phone, all of that shit shows up at the house and they see a woman by themselves, mm-hmm. not only do they do a shitty job because they want to get the fuck out of there, but then they try to sell you on a bill of like, you could, we'll ship you this. We'll mail you this. So you can do it yourself. You can do all this yourself.
It's super easy.
And they won't work or do anything. Who's the guy that wouldn't take the fucking dish off the roof where you're just like, yo.
Yeah. You were like, can you just put it right where the DirecTV one is? I understand if your signal comes from a different place.
It doesn't. It was about a foot over.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, Jesus Christ.
It was about a foot over from the other side of this tree that he needed to put his ladder next to. And like, I'm just a girl.
Yeah.
I'm just a little girl. Yeah. I don't know where your signal comes from. I mean, really, I was just like, okay, man, like, why would you fucking lie to me about
that? And I was headed home and I said to you, I go, don't let that fucking guy leave. Yeah. Don't sign anything. I'll be right home. And
but
as soon as I got
what was
in
happening.
The door,
I
was like, hey, man. Would you tell my wife about this fucking thing that you can't do and you can't do these other nine things that you say? He was like
magically he's up on the ladder taking off the thing and I just go, fucking son of a bitch. Like, you know, I don't get pissed about that shit. I am just a little girl and I am dumb. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't get pissed about that kind of feminist shit. But like instances like that where I'm just like, God damn it. It really was just because he knew I wouldn't make him do it, or like he didn't have to if I asked him.
And that,
as soon as you came home and asked him, boom, he was ding, 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 ding up that little ladder.
Yeah. And that motherfucker tried to play a Gomer Pyle on you.
Ooh, sir. He goes, hey, man, you know, sir. I just can't. I can't get that ladder back there. And I go, yeah. Can I borrow your ladder? Like, I could clearly see where you can put it right there.
Not only that,
oh,
but
I can't.
I pulled a Suge Knight move by pulling into the driveway sideways so he couldn't get out of the driveway.
Get out with your leg.
Nope. Nothing.
Yeah.
Good luck, bud. Good luck. So we're going to do everything that
I think you were in my big car too.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, we're going to do, I was in the mom SUV and I was just like, hey, we're going to do everything that I want to do because you're not moving your fucking car until it's done.
Yeah.
And that's what
happened. And it was about to be a dream come true for him. Do you know what I mean? Like he sold me on the Hopper 3 already. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking didn't have to take off the dish. Like he was getting off easy. He didn't have to put in the two other things that I told him to put in because he sold me some line of like, oh, you can't really hook him up if the TV's not there. And I'm like, little dummy.
Yeah.
Believed
little
him.
Little
dumb dumb woman with my child. Just like, okay, yeah. I mean, whatever. Because it's a part of me that's like, why would he lie to me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I still think that. Like, I'll still be like, yeah, he wouldn't lie to me. You know, he's going to do the work that he needs to do. And if he can't do it, you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But that was just shitty. You pull up. Literally, as soon as you walk in, he's like, got his ladder where it's supposed to be. I'm just like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, I hate people. I could go on about this for 1,000 years, but
it always does. It always does put you in a great mood, doesn't it?
Grinds my fucking gears. But I'm sure, look, whenever we talk about things like this, everybody else is going through this out in the world. So it's like these, everybody will write in of like, dude, I had the worst customer service experience. I know. You can save your thing. Lastly, before we get to the sponsors, because we got a big show tonight, I want to talk about this fucking voice control for everything. It seems like everything they're offering is voice control. So when they, you know, try to give me that remote with the new thing.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, sir. It's voice controlled. Everything is voice controlled now. No, not one device I've ever had in my life understands my voice. I don't know if it's because of how deep it is.
It is. It's like Laurel Yanny.
Yeah. boy. I don't know what it is. It never works, one. Two.
Right.
So I always end up shutting it off. Like Siri. I've had an iPhone since I was 4 years old, I feel like. And I've never had Siri correctly spell one thing that I've said. I turned off Siri like 5 years ago. I'm good on it. Don't need it.
It's weird because it'll work for me perfectly.
Yeah.
And for you, it literally just does not understand anything.
Nope, not
that you
one
say.
Word that I say. And they try to sell me on those fucking remotes with the new dish thing where they were like, sir, you can just tell your remote what to do and it'll come right up. And I was like, no, that's cool. And also, I just don't want it to be recorded all goddamn day.
Yeah, I'm not inviting the robot into my house.
No, not at all.
Sorry.
Not at all.
Sorry.
And yet again, you know, I had an obscure conversation with one of my beef fries yesterday, Matt. An obscure conversation about a hotel in Vegas. Hang up the phone. 3 minutes later, I get an email from that hotel. No lie. That exact hotel in Vegas. Memorial Day special is what it said. And I was like, fuck.
Which one was it?
New York, New York.
You stayed there a couple times.
Yeah, because the long story short, the Vegas Golden Knights, who are in the Stanley Cup Finals. Yes, I have stayed there. But I literally just got off the phone.
Many times.
Two minutes ago. And I said, hey.
I got you.
We were potentially going to interview the owner. They made the Stanley Cup Finals. Our first sponsor, which this will be a perfect segue into, Black Rifle Coffee, is a sponsor of the Vegas Golden Knights. They have this miracle story that they got to the Stanley Cup Finals. And I said, hey, that arena is right behind New York, New York. And I was like, if we have to go and we can get this interview, let's go. We'll stay there. That way we can just walk, you know, right across the street to the thing and then go back to the hotel. Hang up the phone. Boom. First email in my inbox. Memorial Day sale.
Wow.
New York, New York. And I was like, I know I'm being fucking tapped.
Right.
It's fine. But I just don't want that in all aspects of my life. I don't want I don't want the remote. I don't want the Alexa. I don't want the Google. I don't want any of that shit. You can tap me at my phone or whatever it's going to be.
I like it in the car.
Good for you.
What? No, I like the voice thing in the car.
Yeah.
But literally nowhere else. Not even Siri or anything. Like, I've never liked it. Yeah. But in the car, it's cool.
Look, there's a lot of people that love it. I have seen people use it to their advantage, and good on you. I just have one of those indistinguishable voices that just doesn't work on that fucking shit for some reason. And I also have invisible hands that never can get a goddamn automatic water fountain to come on, or in a sink, or the automatic soap when I'm washing my hands. It just does not see my hands.
You're all vampire style.
Yeah, I will end up waving them.
I think it's impatience. It doesn't recognize impatience.
It should recognize hands. Just one hand. Here it is. Let's go.
You wave it one time and then just like start bashing it in.
If I had my druthers, I just, you know what? Instead of voice control, finger control with the remote control. I can finger control my text. I'm good on it. I don't need you to understand my voice. I'm not fucking Stephen Hawking. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. Like, God bless Hawking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But how many times did that fuck up for him? Probably where he was just like, oh no, I squirted. And he's like, I didn't mean to say that. I reach for the stars, you know, like I'm sure that voice box fucked up for him. That's what it's like for me when I use this thing. And like, I'm sure a lot of people enjoy the water, the endless water and soap when they wave their hands, you know, at an airport bathroom of just like, oh, just gushing with water. And meanwhile, I get fucking three drips, like, you know, I'm in the Sahara and I'm just like, oh, be me water. That's what it's like for me. Uh-huh. So, woe is me, Granny River. You should put a little Timberlake in there. But that's not what we're here for today.
Timberlake?
We're here for a big, big show, a hot, hot show, James. But first, we got some Spencers who pay for this whole stinky donkey to be on the air. Talking about blackriflecoffee.com, BRCC. Not only are they the finest coffee in America today, they are a sponsor of the Stanley Cup finalist, the Vegas Golden Knights. Super stoked about that.
Cinderella story or?
Beyond. This is a team that is in its first year of, they're called an expansion team. They are typically, any expansion team in every sport is typically the worst team in the league. They were predicted to be the worst team in the league, and a little company named Black Rifle Coffee took a chance on them. Now they're in the Stanley Cup Finals, and you're going to see their name splashed all over the ice. If they win, it would be miraculous. The thing that I find funny about it, though, is since it was the first professional sports team in Vegas, I looked up the odds at the beginning of the season to get to the Stanley Cup. It was 500-1. There's got to be somebody in Vegas who bet on that.
At least one?
Right.
Person?
Yeah, it's got to be one.
There's people that are diehard hockey.
Yeah, but if they are, I don't know how you do that bet with a conscience where you're like, yeah, Vegas is totally going to make this thing like a fun. Like, that's crazy.
Right.
Black Rifle Coffee keeps making all the right moves, though. And they're making the right moves for me every single morning with the K-Cups. Talking about the Just Black and the Caffeinated as Fuck. Those two come to me from the Coffee Club of the Month. And it gets delivered to my house on the same date of every month. And it's remarkable. I'm a big fan of BlackRifleCoffee.com. Type in the one-time promo code of Revolution for 20% off. Highly recommend using it on their coffee club or their apparel. I know some of their mugs are discounted too right now. Big fan of BlackRifleCoffee.com. Next up, we've got StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Boom, 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 boom. Shabloinkers.
Yeah. StrikeForce Energy is the premier energy drink in the biz. You can kick the can, kids. You don't need the can anymore. It's all done now. It's just a tasty, tiny little tin pouch full of energy. You just rip it open and squeeze it into any liquid available. And you're on your way. You're fucking flying. I'm having some right now. Having a little Stradka right now tonight.
What happened when you put it on your taint that one time?
Oh my gosh. I didn't tell you that, did I?
Yeah, no. I didn't hear the story.
It grew an extra inch. My taint grew an extra inch.
Your taint only.
Yeah. Only my taint grew another inch.
So we just got those things farther apart.
Yeah.
What? Which is
a ball sack in a, you know, in a
should
butthole.
Have been anyways, right?
Yeah.
A little bit close together, those two things.
But for the ladies, if you're looking to add an inch to that taint of yours, you know, maybe move those two holes a little further apart.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Strike Force energy is where you need it. They come in four amazing flavors. A ridge, a lemon, orange, and make America grape again. Buy that shit. 10-pack, 40-pack. 750 milliliter bottle. You can just boom, boom, pop a couple squirts in and go. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off, and that's good every time. Yeah. Oh, also, they ship everywhere in the entire world. A lot of people who listen to the show overseas who are fighting for our freedom right now are like, yo, motherfucker, they're shipping this shit over here, dude. And I'm like,
dang, God dude. Damn. That's
good on
real.
Them. Good on them. Real talk, dude. Strike Force Energy. Big fan. Revolution, 20% off. Next up, we've got straightrazors.com. People are waiting for you to say this now. They're getting used to this catchphrase.
You should have just let me say it.
I can't, because there's been so many comments. I want people to be aware of what you're saying and why these memes keep popping up.
I know
everywhere.
And I love them.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about them.
So I'm going to start over and say straightrazors.com.
Ooh, smooth. No.
Oh, there's so much pressure.
Ooh, I know. So that's pressure. A clean cut. It.
All right, let's go again. Let's go again. Straightrazors.com.
Okay. Take two. Ooh, that's a clean cut. Smooth. You're liking? That was aggressive, huh?
It's the Asian yuki that you use at the end.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
Yeah, just a strong 50-year-old
it's Asian changed. Woman.
Yeah.
Because like it was it. Deb.
I like it.
It was boner killer.
Yeah, it was boner killer Deb. Now it's a strong Asian woman in her late 50s named Yuki.
Boner killer. Sturdy bass.
Yeah.
A sturdy little base. I keep the butter out, bros. Where's my butter out, bros and gals? Like you've been coming at me, and I love it. Yeah, did you get all those messages?
I did.
I've
gotten two butters out.
We're not
living in the 1800s.
Oh, they've been all over the boards.
Oh God,
my butter out, bros.
Yeah, those are the same people that are building wagon wheels as we speak.
My natural baritone. All right.
Straightrazors.com is the finest shave in the biz.
Switch hitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Shortstop, left field, damn center.
God damn it. Straight razors is for the pregnant ladies, Bush. No, it's to keep a clune clean.
Ooh,
or a clune.
Like Clooney.
Yeah, a clune face.
Ooh, a clune.
A nice clean shave is what you get out of those fine fellows over there at straightrazors.com. They've got all the man products you could possibly need. Talking about beard oils, mustache waxes, shampoos, conditioners, shaving creams, soaps, all of it. Go to straightrazors.com. Get your father a kit for Father's Day. Quit being a little dickhead at home. Get your father a nice gift. Don't
at home?
Yeah, don't give him like a fucking $10 gift certificate to Olive Garden and say, hey, Dad, apps are on you, bud, you fucker.
Yeah.
Get him a kit from straightrazors.com. Let him know you love him. Get him that aftershave, that smolder. Let that fucking splash up against his taint after a nice long day. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. There, you're really saving money. For real, man. That's nice shit on straightrazors.com. Now, last but not least, we got the Kayu app. The Kayu app, that's KAYU. It combines social media, sexual activities, cable.
Cable?
Yeah. A lot of people sharing cable these days.
On Kayu. Come on, man.
Nah, it's a cool site where you can share shit. You can travel together. Combines travel, lodging, share the price of concerts. Meet people. Get together in groups. Facebook going out in flames. Everybody's looking for new social media apps. Check out the Caillou app on your iPhone or Android. Shit's free. Shit's fucking free.
Yeah. Get yourself a little community.
Yeah. Find a community. Get to
Find
it.
Find a community. Get to it. Get fucking. And, get shooting.
Yeah.
Get and kayaking.
On that community, see if they're all pre-ordering when darkness falls, he doesn't catch it.
Ooh.
As well. Amazon, we fucking shut Amazon down. By the way, I want to give a quick update on the book because I said, hey, we're getting close to the bestseller list. I'm going to let you know week by week. About 3,000 copies-ish. Left to get there, so we're almost halfway there. So keep going. Amazon actually shut down today on it because they'd never seen a fucking book move this fast,
which fuck them.
Yeah, I got a message from them, and then like I had to hit the publisher up, and they're like, yo, what the fuck. You can get that shit on Barnes and Noble too, so
we gotta let them know what we're all about, you guys.
Yeah,
they don't know.
They're gonna find out when a fucking book with Harriet Tubman comes to your goddamn mailbox, dude. And we got an Oscar winner playing Harriet Tubman, so fuck you on the Audible. But pre-order the shit out of that. It's my last dream on this earth is to be a fucking New York Times bestseller. After that, I'm gonna end it all live on air.
Huh?
Live on air. I'm just gonna end it all.
What?
Yeah. Just gonna shut her on down. I'm a New York Times best-selling author. I to start off this show tonight, this banger we call a show. Want to talk about Rostradamus being right again? I talked about my buddy who was in the Secret Service working for the Obamas back in the day.
Yeah.
And I said, I was like, what was he like? What's his whole fucking sitch? And again, don't care who you voted for. We can all be friends on both sides of the aisle. Don't give a shit. And, you know, he gave me the info because he worked for Bush Jr. And then he worked for Obama. And he said Bush was up and at him early in the morning, hard worker, tried his best, wasn't the brightest guy.
Sure.
But he tried his hardest. Obama, he said, was pretty smart dude, but kind of lazy. Didn't start his day till later on and just wanted to hang out with celebrities.
Really?
Yeah. Just that was his whole jam. And like, you know, just kind of always wanted to be famous, which made sense before, because everybody's going to talk about Trump being a reality star and all that shit. Like, but when Obama was in office, he was doing like Jimmy Fallon, you know, fucking Michelle.
Partying with Jay-Z.
Yeah, Michelle Obama was doing carpool karaoke and all that shit with Miss Yella. And it's fine. I don't really give a fuck. But my prediction was after this, I was like, dude, those motherfuckers are just going to Hollywood. That's all they're going to do.
They're just
going to
try and do something.
And it came true. They just signed a 5-year deal with Netflix to produce film and television shows. And I'm kind of surprised by that. Like that it's at Netflix. I'm not surprised that they did it, that they want to do that, because look, again, all of those, they just wanted to be famous the entire time, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Now they can just hang with celebrities on the reg and just, you know, that's part of their life, and just be loved forever. But Netflix, I'm surprised by, because it's a 5-year production deal with that. I mean, what are you going to say no? Like, I can't imagine that pitch meeting over at Netflix when the Obamas walk in.
Right?
What if it's an idea that you don't like? Like, I've been shot down in a million of these pitch meetings a million times. Usually, these motherfuckers are ruthless. The only time I've seen it gone the other way is when I've gone into pitch meetings with either famous producers or actors. And they're chipper as fuck and, you know, oh my God.
Sounds good.
We're just gonna do that. I can't physically imagine a pitch meeting where the Obamas go in and pitch something and they say no to it. Can you?
I mean, are they doing documentary series? Like, what the fuck do they know about anything else? If they were doing that, I guess I'd be like, okay.
They're going to do programming that makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
That's what it said.
That's what the statement was. So they're, I imagine they're going to do like upbeat, inspirational shit. But still, that lends itself to what's interesting and what's not. And again, I would have a really hard time seeing somebody in that room going, man,
that's
not going to work. Yeah. Because I've had that when I walk into those pitch meetings where it's just like, I don't think that fits our network. I don't think that fits our demographic. I don't think it fits this, and this. And you sit there and you're like, oh, cool. You leave the meeting and you call your agent. And you're like, well, now I'm fucked. That was...
They did not want that.
Like, they did not want any part of this.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine them calling their agents on the way home at CAA going,
oh, God.
Hey, guys. They didn't like the, like, you know what I'm saying? How weird is that? If you were making your own films on your own or TV shows on your own independently and then shopping them, then I could see that. Now it's just kind of like,
we always bitch about people like that, like just trying their hand at the industry. It's like, what if I just tried my hand at what you fucking do? Like, it takes like years and years of like messing up, trying stuff, building relationships, like all kinds of to get to that point to where you know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
It's not something that you just like go into.
And a lot of people made a big deal during the Academy Awards about Kobe Bryant winning an Oscar for that short film. And it was like, I watched the short film. It was okay. It wasn't better than anything else. But
and it was his concept. He didn't like do, he didn't like shoot it, direct it. He didn't do
edit
any
it.
Of that. No.
He didn't do any of it. So it was just concept, like, all right, great. Yeah, you technically won an Oscar, but you're Kobe Bryant and you're in a short film category. Like, it's just kind
of
bullshit.
And you had an idea that somebody else put. So I guess it's actually pretty much the same thing because they're going to have ideas. It's not like Bama's sitting behind the fucking camera with headphones.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's going to have an idea and everyone else is going to like execute it.
Could you imagine him sitting behind in
he probably would want to.
Video Village watching takes and imagine going back
crafty.
To the director saying, how was my read on that one? How was my take? Am I missing anything? And Obama just sitting back there, could have.
Just like
you could have
jumping in where he's not supposed to.
Shorten that last sentence a little bit.
Like Obama's just, on set again, you guys.
You could have just shortened that last sentence a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what you could have done. It was like, what? Am I getting notes from Obama? Like, am I fucking getting notes from goddamn Barack Obama on my acting performance?
What is their title?
Jesse, you're taking a big beat right there. You need to just hold back a little bit. Just don't. There you go. Don't. That's it. Right there. Like, what? I'm not going to fucking listen to you say shit to me about that.
Right.
That's chaos. That's absolute chaos.
Yeah, I guess I guess we're going to have to see what their role actually is, or they're just attaching their name, or they're just going to throw out ideas. Like, what the fuck?
I know. And the thing is like, you're not going to produce any Republican content, obviously.
Obviously. Maybe it's just going to be a bunch of like anti-Trump shit.
I don't know, man. I think you get into a real slippery slope when, when a former president gets a production deal at
a
network. Like, if you really think about that, like, what? Because then you kind of control like what's going out into the world. And again, who's going to say no to the former leader of the free world? Like, I was blown away by that. Just absolutely fucking.
But a
blown
little
away
bit happy
that
you were right.
I was, but not to that extent. When I really sat back and thought about it, I was just like, "God, Netflix has a lot of money and they make a lot of content. However, if you're going to devote a big chunk of that money to whatever the former president wants to make, like." That's going to cut down on you probably doing other cool shit that would otherwise get out into the world. And, I don't dig that. And he's in fucking hot water already, like this week with, he planted a spy inside the fucking Trump campaign during the 2016 campaign, during the summer. And it was like, it was weird. It was like a professor from like Cambridge or something.
Oh
yeah. Just trying to act. And so now they're launching this investigation into it. To me, though, again, I know I've said this 1,000 times, but I'll say it again. I would be surprised if there wasn't somebody spying on the Trump campaign during this. Simply for the fact of, like, how the fuck does a reality star get to that level where you can see the numbers? The election was close all the way through. At a certain point, they probably just threw up their hands and were just like, all right, we got to get somebody, a mole in this motherfucker, to figure out what's going on.
Right.
And truthfully, there wasn't really anything going on. It was just the people. But so now they're going to do an investigation on that. And now that would be an awesome documentary.
Yeah,
whoever that guy is, whoever the mole was, like, that would be a fun one to see. Because I'm always fascinated when it's like it's a real life dude, you know, who's not. Or posing as a real life dude.
Yeah.
You're not.
Not in politics. Yeah.
Yeah. Where you're just like, man, it really could be anybody like that. Where it's like that. This guy was a professor. Like that. That is super fascinating to me. It goes back to your movie that you love with Sam Rockwell. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind,
yes.
Where, you know, he's the Gong Show host, and he's doing all this other shit.
It, yeah.
Whether or not it's true, I have no idea.
I
still don't to this day, but.
You don't. I mean, most people think it is, but you really.
Think it's real?
I guess it's probably 50-50. I like to believe that it's real because that's such a fun, awesome story. But, like, yeah, that's all. It just makes it so much more interesting. Like, you really want it to be real? There's no way it could be.
It was one of my favorite movies, by the way.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. And what did we watch last night? What did we finish up last night? Evil Genius. That Netflix doc.
Really fucking good.
It was good. 4 parts was a little much for me on that.
It was. They were definitely the Duplass brothers are in the docu-series biz now.
What else?
Did Wild Wild Country, which was the last, like, killer banger docu-series. Again, that was way too long. Like, everyone was just like, dude, bro. It was, like, so many parts that you were like, this could be an awesome movie.
Yeah.
But the way that Netflix format is working out and the way people like to watch it.
Yeah, you know why. You also get more money per show. So, like, everybody all the way around, producers, directors, creators, all that shit. So, like, you're breaking this shit up, like this Evil Genius on Netflix, you're breaking this shit up into 4 parts. You're essentially looking at a 4-hour doc that could have been 90 minutes and just been a film instead of a 4-part series.
But I'm just going to go off of what I think when I'm looking at stuff on Netflix to watch. If it's a series, I'm much more likely to watch it than if it's just a movie.
Really?
Yes. Like, when I'm looking for stuff to watch at night or whatever, like, I'd much rather, like, have a series.
I'm the opposite.
That's with podcasts and everything. Like, I love a serialized something.
I'm the opposite. I want a conclusion in 90 minutes, in particular in a doc where it's just like, all right, cool. The only one that I didn't feel that about was Making a Murderer, which ironically was Netflix. Where I really had no idea where that was going.
And I think that's
every
why they
hour
keep
was
doing
a burner.
It.
I know, but it wasn't as good as Making a Murderer.
No.
So therefore, it was just like, dude, that was 4 hours where, you know, you really could have just given that to me in 90, good 90 minutes.
I will say Wild Wild Country had a lot of footage that maybe couldn't be fit into one, but I mean, you could definitely cut a lot of that stuff.
Gotcha.
But
yeah, the fucking Duplass brothers, man. Jesus Christ. I've bitched about them for years.
I know.
For years. For those of you who don't know who they are at home, they've done a series that invented mumblecore movies.
Like, yes.
It was those guys. Where it's just people sitting around talking, and it was an independent film, and they got into Sundance every single year. I want to say for, I think 10 years straight.
Yeah.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
They got in with their first short film, which defined mumblecore. So then from there, everyone just went crazy for them.
Yeah.
So everything they made after that.
To that point, in LA at the time, everybody was just like, oh my gosh, their first movie's coming out. This is going to be amazing and whatever. And it was a movie called The Puffy Chair. Mm-hmm. And it was just about this fucking couch. It's literally... exactly the title. It was just this fucking, what would you call that? A recliner?
Yeah.
That's it. Puppy
chair. Lazy boy, like, yep. Yeah.
That's it. And then I just drive around with the fucking thing, and that's it. That was in Sundance. They, oh my God, genius. They're genius, these guys. Then they got in again and again and again. And then they had Cyrus with Jonah Hill. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
It was right after I finished Accepted. He went to go do that movie with them. And I was like, oh. I was like, you're doing a two Plus Brothers movie. And he's like, yeah. And I was just like, maybe I'll check it out. That seems different. Nope. Same fucking thing.
I did not like that one.
I haven't liked one of their movies. No. Not one of their goddamn movies. Yeah. The only thing I liked him in was The League on FX.
And he had nothing to do with it, no, except for just acting.
Just acting in it. And the reason why I've always bitched about these guys is to get into Sundance is so crazy, impossibly hard that you should give that slot up once a year to just brand new filmmakers across the board. Try to break as many people as you can just to try to get as much new art into the world. Doesn't happen because the fucking Duplass brothers were taking up a spot every year, and then every year they would take it because you have the option to turn it down and say,
yeah,
no,
they would take
it. Oh, every year. And they were, oh my God, you
we
thought
did
of us
it again. We did it again.
You thought of us again. And it was just like, oh Christ, no, we didn't. They did over and over and over again.
I will say that about Sundance, like, they do see what you've got. Like, we were in that one year, and like, they were wanting a second one the next year.
Yeah, yeah.
We did not have it, but nope. They were like, pretty much, if you have something, we'll put it in.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Good.
So it is their fault, and it's not. It's Sundance and them. It's sort of like this weird thing, but yeah.
And it's, and they have other screenings as well, and it's truthfully, it's all bullshit. So I've had one film in Sundance. It was $13 million. And there was 900 celebrities in it. Right. So good. Nothing about that movie was independent whatsoever. I mean, we had fucking sound stages, like Avengers style sound stages on this movie up in like San Francisco. And it was just like, it was the furthest thing from an independent film, but it was like, congratulations, you and Winona Ryder and Sunset. And I was just like, oh, sweet. Or Sundance. And Sundance. I was just like, fuck. So with these Duplass brothers, if you get this many opportunities over and over and over again, you get to keep doing shit. All of a sudden, you get to make documentary series for Netflix. Mm. Like, the fuck do you know about that? Like,
listen, they're good. They've both been good.
They're,
I don't know,
fine,
what to tell you.
But if you get footage like that from anyone, you just turn it over to an editor and, you know, boom, you're good to go. Like, oh boy. So, look, we're probably going to see those guys the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to talk about just mediocrity, just rising to the top again. Just, it's, I mean, it's fucking insane with those goddamn guys. But they're doing, they're chunking out these docs. Evil Genius was fine.
I think it, no matter who did it, it would have been fine. You guys, it's about that pizza bomber back in the day in Erie.
Yeah, Erie, Pennsylvania. What happened was he shows up at a house, allegedly, to deliver pizza. They put a bomb on his neck and then tell him to go in and rob a bank. He gets caught.
Yeah.
The police are there. He's live on camera.
He's saying, there's this
news.
Bomb is real. You have to get it off of me. It's going to go off. They don't believe him. The bomb squad is caught in traffic.
Yeah.
Can't get there. So the police have their guns on this guy because they don't know what the hell is real. And
boom, he explodes.
Explodes on live TV.
On live TV. It was a big national news story for a long time because it just kept getting stranger and stranger. A lot of the suspects in the case were dying.
This is not a spoiler because they show you in the very beginning,
yes,
all of this. But
they
watch
show you in the opening
rest
10 seconds
to find out like who was the mastermind, and it's a pretty awesome twisted road. And
yeah,
I recommend it highly, highly.
I liked it. I just thought it was a little long for my,
sure,
for my taste.
Four hours
of that was a little much for me. But yeah, I enjoyed seeing that guy get killed over and over and over again. And I'm glad they just kept showing it.
True. True. It's so creepy, you guys, the footage and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a crazy story. Shit like that doesn't really happen.
No.
Anymore.
But we watched that and we flipped on the NBA finals, which has been going on, the conference finals, which has been weird. Weird because none of these games are really that good. Like, fucking the Warriors blew that team out by 45 points the other night. It was just like, fucking A, man. Every night. Yeah, even in the Cleveland-Boston series, Boston goes up 2-0. Cleveland comes back, kills them two games in a row. It's 2-2. Probably going to be Warriors and Cavaliers again. And the Warriors look like the greatest team on the planet. I don't know how you beat that team, but if LeBron goes down again, I don't know what he's going to do because he's in his last year. So we'll find out what happens there. A lot of crazy shit going down. The other thing that I wanted to chat about was this Kendrick Lamar thing that popped up last night.
What happened?
So I was watching the game. It was a blowout. You were sleeping. And I flipped over to Twitter just to see what the haps was going on in social media world. And Kendrick Lamar was playing a concert. And he invites this white... He was playing in Alabama. This white chick up on stage to sing this song with him. And he's like, oh, you know, if you think you can sing this song. She was like, oh, yeah, I can sing the song. He's like, great, why don't you do the chorus? I'll rap to this part. You sing the chorus. The chorus had the word nigga in it, N-I-G-G-A.
Okay.
Right? It's probably about 10 times in this chorus in this Kendrick Lamar song. I know the song. I like the song. I like Kendrick Lamar.
I think
his fucking shit is dope.
Yeah.
However, you bring a white person on stage to sing this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you supposed to edit out that word over and over and over again? Because it's kind of one of the only words in the chorus. It's a hard thing to do, especially if it's your favorite performer or rapper. How do you separate that? Like on the spot on stage.
Why can't she just say it?
She did say it.
Yeah. It's the lyrics.
Kendrick Lamar stopped her and said, no, you can't say that word. You should leave that out. And a lot of people online were like, this is a fucking publicity stunt. Because he lectured this white chick live on stage. And a lot of people were like, this is a plant. This is a stunt.
Yeah.
This is fucked up. And yeah. Like, I agree. We do a lot of karaoke, a lot. It was a song that somebody invited me on stage to do karaoke for. It was Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
And N-I-G-G-A is in that song
right.
A lot. You can't not say it, you know? It's, you're in the middle of the song and you're like, oh, cool. There's no malicious intent or whatever. This article has been massive today about what happened because there's footage of it too. And
does it look real to you, or does she look kind of like she's acting?
No, it seems like he set her up.
So she doesn't know what's going on, but
I don't think
set
she.
Well, it's a trap. Clearly, it's a trap. It's just who was in on. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Was she in on it too, or is he just fucking trapping white people into?
I don't know, but either way, if you're going to be a singer or a performer, people are going to quote what you say across the board. The hilarious thing that I find about this whole fucking absurdity of this thing is if you look into this crowd where he's performing, and there's, I mean, packed, like 40, 50,000 people, it's all white people. It is entirely white crowd who is paid to come see Kendrick Lamar. Clearly,
fucking dick, dude.
Clearly, they're not fucking racist, or else they wouldn't have paid money to come see you in concert and sing along with your music. Like, it was just a fucking dick move
on
his part.
Dick move. I hate that shit.
I do too.
That could have been like an awesome. She was so excited and like
totally.
If it's real, if she's not in on it too, but like,
yeah, I wonder what the real story is. I would have a hard time believing that Kendrick Lamar would hire an actor, because if he got popped for something like that, whew, the backlash would be severe on it. If he got hired a
even
crisis
more
actor,
severe than trapping, like entrapment of his fucking fans.
Both. Because right now, like, they're not saying one way or the other, but again, it was the same thing when I went to see 21 Savage and Post Malone. Post Malone's white. 21 Savage is black. The other opening band was black. You look out into that crowd, there was maybe 20, 30 black people, like, you know,
right.
Who were at this, you know, paying for this rap concert. Same with this Kendrick Lamar thing. And it's like, dude, If these people truly were racist, why would they pay all this fucking money to come see you and sing along with your shit? Like, fuck. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
But even if they, all that aside, sure. If you think that they shouldn't say that, like sing along to your lyrics and say nigga.
Yeah.
Then don't bring them on stage. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can believe that. You know what I mean? He can say, listen, like you just can't say that word. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, and he could have started with that.
But don't bring him up on stage and ask them to sing it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah,
pretty
so
simple.
I was surprised when I saw that last night. And I was like, maybe it was just a blip last night. And then a couple people wrote about it today, and I was like, fuck. And you really start thinking about it, and you're like, shit. You know, if it was some race, like if she was wearing a fucking Klan outfit up there, like,
you know who wouldn't care?
Who?
Kanye.
No.
Sing it, girl. I'm no longer a prisoner.
Yeah, he's no longer a prisoner. He doesn't see
color.
Do you
know what
I mean? Doesn't see color.
He'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
All he cares about the green.
That green. That
dollar, all he cares dollar, about that green.
Dollar bills, y'all. We talked about this with J. Cole too, where, you know, J. Cole's got a song about make sure, you know, or look out into the crowd of the, what, you know, the people you're rapping for, like that they're all white. And I was just like, hey, J. Cole, have you been to one of your concerts? Because it is all whites.
Hey, fella.
And what's wrong with white people loving rap music? Like, I don't understand that either. Like, shit.
Well, I don't understand it, but you guys really, you get down. I'm just joking. But yeah, no, I mean, if you get big enough, it's like anything, right? So like I always say, like the turning point of like the cool band is when they had like awesome fans that were completely like on their level underground. One day they walk out. This happened to Weezer. And one day they walk out and it's all moms.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you can't, if you get big enough, if you decide to sell out in that way, that's just what's going to happen. Your tickets are going to be too high,
but it's not.
You're like,
it's not selling out to me. It's just like
no.
Good
if
is
you
good. Like
get
shit
to a certain level,
yeah,
where they're playing you on certain like stations and all of this, and you're selling albums. Like one day you're going to walk out on stage, and your fans are going to look completely different to you.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what
I mean?
And that's just with everything,
right?
From rock all the way to rap. So it's just like that's just what happens, man.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, look, I hope we get big enough that there's a fucking, you know, ton of black listeners out there who are just like, yo, I fucking love your shit.
I fucks with you.
That's what I hope for. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope this show gets big enough that every fucking color and race.
No Asians, though.
Yeah.
Still no.
I love the Asian community. All of them. But in all sincerity, I hope every race comes out and is like, yo, I love your shit. I listen to your shit. Love your show. Like, that's my.
We know what you're doing. We know what you're saying. We know that you're joking. Whatever.
That's like, my dream. Yeah. Like, that's my fucking dream. One would think that would be the same way with any artist in any field of like, hey, man, I just want to fucking, you know, play to the biggest crowds I can, have everybody love me and be on about my day. But I don't know if that's the fucking case. And if so, like Kendrick Lamar, if you're fucking super pissed off about this, stop charging so much for your goddamn shows.
Or just stop.
Ticket prices are too high. Or stop
playing shows. Go to underground clubs and go to
underground
like
clubs where you live. Look,
house
you can
parties,
go,
you know, have fun.
You can go to every inner city there is in America and perform your shit for free. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
If you
only want people to not rap along with your thing and possibly be offended, or you might be offended, only rap for black people then. Like right. That, you have that option. You have that fucking option.
It is true.
So, you know, fuck.
If you want to play the T-Mobile Arena for fucking $150, $200, $500 a ticket, sorry, bro.
These tickets are not cheap, man.
I don't mean to be casually racist, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I get it, because look, these tickets are not cheap, and it's like, fuck, that's a big ask out of people, man. You know, people get babysitters and all of that shit to come out and see you, and that's what happens.
Right.
I don't know. Kind of shocking. What isn't shocking, though, was the other story that caught me right before we went on air was they might move the Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un.
Hmm. What did I tell you?
Yeah, you did say that. You did say that.
No, I didn't say they were going to move it. All I said was, we'll see. That's it.
He's worried about getting wiped.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know that, right?
Yeah. We'll see. We will see.
So he's worried about getting that that chemical wipe.
And sure. So the double wipe, the cousin wipe.
Yeah, exactly. The president of South Korea and Trump got together today, and they said the meeting might be moved. I guess he's worried about some safety precautions or whatever. Sure. And they're like, hey, you're going to be fine. You can't murder somebody on the world stage like that.
I don't know.
It would be awesome, but you can't do it. So to me, that would probably be one of the most safest places in the world because every camera outlet from all over the goddamn world will be there to witness this. So if you were worried about getting wiped, it's not going to be there. Would you call it the cousin wipe?
The cousin wipe. The double cousin wipe.
Yeah.
One cousin comes one way.
The other one comes the other.
And then when those wipe, chemicals mix.
Lights go out.
Good night.
Yeah. That's when the lights go out in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the unger out there, the Kim Jong unger, you're not getting wiped on that stage. You can, you know, pack it in.
Who's going to do anything to him if he does?
No one. Look, there's too much. There's too much.
Who's going to come after him?
Military. There's too much shit there. They're not going to do that. You can't wipe a leader on the world stage like that. You just can't do it.
Well, our military would have to come over there and do something.
Well, they're going to be there anyways.
Right.
Everybody's military is going to be there. But you still can't wipe somebody on public TV.
We'll see.
No. You think that could go down today? There's no way.
No, I don't think that can go down, but we'll see.
Why do you keep saying we'll see?
Because that's literally all I have to say about this meeting. Because I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I want to see
it go
down.
Let's see what and when.
Jabes, I want to see.
I know. And everyone does. I'm just saying, like, it's.
I don't think that everyone does. I don't think the Democrats want to see this go down. Because if it does, it would be so historic that, you know, that would be a big, massive accomplishment. And there's not shit you can possibly say about that.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't think they want to see it go down. And to use your phrase, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's cool. We'll see.
Let's get to the revolutionary figure of the day, shall we?
We shall.
The revolutionary figure of the day goes out to Condé Nast. This is a sad one for me today. I'll tell you why. Condé Nast was the creator of Vanity Fair. Did a bunch of fashion magazines. The guy had a fucking empire. To be honest with you, like you name it, he did it in the publishing world. But Vanity Fair was when I was on the come up. That was one of my favorite magazines. I used to have a lot of subscriptions to magazines back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 10. Like 10 would come a month and I would read all of them. It's like Vanity Fair, GQ, Esquire. We used to get People magazine up in that bitch, Rolling Stone, Us Weekly, Sports Illustrated. It was probably about 10 coming to the house. And, you know, it was each of them were like $20 a piece. Me and my roommates went in all of it. There was always just cool shit. Around the house and stuff we were reading and everything all the time. Vanity Fair in particular, they used to do this Hollywood issue every year. They still do it. But the reason why I'm bringing them up today is the revolution figure of the day is they're going down. They're having a ton of layoffs. Look, every magazine is slowly sinking anyways. So nobody buys hard magazines anymore. But Vanity Fair, man, that was a dream where it was just like, shit, if you were on the cover of that Hollywood issue and they would usually pick like six dudes and six girls, like you fucking made it for the year. That was always like a lifelong dream. And then Vanity Fair just switched along with everything else a couple years ago. And they started getting super political, which turned fucking half the goddamn audience off.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of started to dig their own grave, so to speak, at Vanity Fair. And, you know, they had layoffs, maybe I want to say it was like 55 or 60 people. And then they just laid off another fucking 25 this week. And you're like, you can see the writing on the wall where you're like, all right, this is all over now.
Yeah.
Dang. But that was one of my biggest dreams. And I loved their fucking photo shoots of actors and musicians and shit.
Oh my God,
and
like, it was always the best. Like,
always the best. Yeah. Like, they were wearing the most
artistic.
Yeah. Like, and like cool, just fucking rad across the board. And it was just like, there's spreads
that
in
there.
That
was one that you made it.
Oh yeah.
If you got like a spread, no matter where, even the very back page, like, you made it and you would look cool and it'd be the picture that you used forever for life.
Yeah. And it, like that was the picture you pulled out and you had it framed and put up in your office
all the time. It's your profile for everything.
Ugh, God, man. It was a sad read this morning when I read that, and I was like, oh man, it's the beginning of the end. Cause they were talking about what else is going down. Time Magazine is going down. Vanity Fair is going down. I don't know what's going to be left that isn't digital anymore coming up soon. So it's going to be strange, man. But I guess, you know, everybody's reading it on the shitter anyway. So,
yeah,
you know,
so there you go. Just throw it right in when you're done. That's where it's going to stay.
if you're having a nice, fine, you know, loaf at home, just, you're reading a Vanity Fair, listening to my soothing voice on speaker through your iPhone, just when you get up, just get and wipe your ass with the magazine. Throw it in the old toilet.
Throw it in the toilet. That's where it's done.
Yeah. it's all over now.
Oof. Ouch.
It's going to be a
magazine paper.
Rough wipe.
Ooh. Ooh. It's a glossy wipe.
Oh, God. It's going to be very
slippery.
Smeary.
Like, it will not. Yeah. It will just smear.
Yeah. That's, oof.
Oof.
Yikes.
I love to end with a little potty talk.
I like to build a paper mache donkey out of that one. It's already wet and it's already...
Sure.
It's already sticky.
Yep.
Let's call it. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good night.